Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Between hedges, that's where heroes are born. Between the hedges.
Our daily Austin Hedges segment brought to you by the heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Between the hedges, Austin Hedges yesterday, 0-for-4. There's not a lot of juice there. I will say, Austin Hedges hit 4 balls on the screw right at guys.
Yes.
So he hit the ball hard yesterday. I don't want to kill Austin Hedges. But every time a Pirates starter does something great, Mitch Keller's complete game, Mitch Keller's 13 strikeout, 7 inning performance the next outing, Austin Hedges always gets credited with a big attaboy. Austin Hedges, the pitch framer. Austin Hedges, the pitch caller. Oh, what a game Austin Hedges called. Pirates gave up a bunch of runs last night to the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball. One of the worst teams in Major League Baseball history, at least on pace to be. So I guess Austin Hedges didn't call a good game yesterday, huh? You can't have it both ways. That's all I'm saying.
Wouldn't call it great.
I would rather be an Austin Hedges over lover than the jinxer of Mitch Keller's career.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow, he's coming out firing. You going to take that?
You know what I'm going to tweet next time?
Are you going to take that?
Before Mitch Keller pitches his next outing, I'm going to tweet out, Mitch Keller is going to get shelled tonight. 2 innings, 14 earned runs. We'll do the reverse jinx. We'll see how that works.
Are you a big jinx guy, though? I don't think that you are. You're not a Phil Pony. You're not like it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not a big believer in me being a jinx.
Right, you. Like, you personally. I don't think you're a jinx.
No, I'm not there yet. This is my first real one.
Yeah.
Pony does one every day. This is my first real one. I am a big believer, though, if I'm sitting on one spot of the couch and my hockey team, let's say, gets hemmed in their own zone for a period and you give up 2 goals, I'm going to sit on a different portion of my couch for the second period.
Because you think that matters in the game.
Mm-hmm, butterfly effect. Mm. Yeah, butterfly flaps its wings in Indonesia, and that's going to cause the stock market to collapse here in the United States. Yeah, I buy into the butterfly effect. But this is our Austin Hedges segment. Let's not make it about me, okay? My jinxes. We'll revisit that later in the show. People like to laugh at me. Funny, funny, ha ha, la la la. Let's look at AAA, though. Andy Rodriguez, 1-for-4 with a walk. Henry Davis, 0-for-2 with a walk. But his first plate appearance in AAA, he did have that walk. He also threw out a base runner, Doran. He caught yesterday. So he gets called up immediately. He's the first catcher in. And we want to talk to Jason Mackey about this coming up at 7:30, about an hour and 5 minutes from right now. On Mackey's Post-Gazette podcast, he said if one of those two guys, Andy Rodriguez or Henry Davis, has a hot 3 weeks, call them up.
Yeah.
Now, I always thought, oh, Andy Rodriguez is just going to be the guy that gets the call-up first because he was in AAA all year long, and he had a really good spring for the Pirates. So if he plays well, he'll get called up. But Mackey seems to think if one of these two guys gets hot, that they'll be here next month. And he left open the possibility that that could be Henry Davis, so that was encouraging.
At what position?
I think he would
catch.
I think he would catch a decent amount. I think Austin Hedges would be catcher number two. And you'd figure out a place for Andy Rodriguez if and when he got called up. Either the designated hitter or he could play.
He played first yesterday?
He's played in right field. I have to look and see where he played yesterday. I should have written that down. That's my bad. They can work that out in AAA, though. Find out what a split at the catcher position would look like. Find out what positions they can play besides catcher. A little dry run, a dress rehearsal. But here's what annoys me, man. The Reds called up the number one prospect in all of baseball, a finished product. And I think all of us can agree, Andy Rodriguez, not a finished product. And Henry Davis, we haven't seen him at the AAA level enough to know if he's a finished product or not. But Ellie De La Cruz, the number one prospect in all of baseball, gets called up by the Cincinnati Reds before the Super 2 deadline. Like a full month before the Super 2 deadline, by the way. And again, I get he's a finished product, but they ain't concerned about that. He's 20 years old, and they've promoted him to Major League Baseball. Get a load of what he did yesterday, man. You brought this up because we were watching MLB Network as we got prepared for the show today. Ellie De La Cruz, the number one prospect in all of baseball, 1-for-3 with a double. The hardest hit ball by a Red all season long, and the fastest sprint speed by a Red this year. He also has been a guy that has not walked a ton. Last year wasn't walking at all. First plate appearance, he walked. So I think he's ready to go for big league ball. But they called him up before the Super 2 deadline. You are allowed to do that, Pirates. You're allowed to call up a prospect if you think they're going to help you. Ellie De La Cruz, better right now than those guys. Probably better in perpetuity because he's the best prospect in the sport. But you are allowed, by the way, to call a guy up before that deadline.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, you just said it right there. Does it just kind of show you what they think of Henry Davis and Andy Rodriguez right now? I mean, obviously, De La Cruz is ready, more than ready. He's O'Neal De La Cruz. I mean, it's the same guy. He's 6'5", 200 pounds. He can run. He can hit hard. I mean, he's the same person. And O'Neal Cruz was ready. Does this mean that they feel that Andy Rodriguez and Henry Davis aren't ready, or do they just want to wait a month?
It's funny you asked that question because that was asked of Derek Shelton yesterday by Joe Starkey.
Ultimately, there is room for multiple guys that are frontline catchers. I think the caveat to that a little bit is both guys can play other positions. We felt organizationally it was time to get Henry to AAA. We started out with them at different levels so they could catch every day, and Henry has done a really good job so far in their early going, so we're going to get them there together. On the flip side of that, there's still a lot of growth and a lot of development for both those guys to do before they get to the big leagues. Some of the stuff that Hedges is doing right now and DeLay are doing, receiving-wise, calling a game-wise, are right at the top of baseball, you know, in the top five at an elite level. And I think a lot of our pitching success can be attributed to those two guys, too.
So they believe big time. Oh, get out of here with your positive Sonic the Hedgehog,
yep.
Austin Hedges. Yeah, great game he called yesterday. I mean, I get it. I get that. Mitch Keller would probably rather throw to Austin Hedges than to one of these two young guys. Believe me. But you're 0-for-13 yesterday with runners in scoring position. You've been a team that's been inconsistent offensively. Is probably the even a little bit more than fair for the way the Pirates have hit this year. I want these guys up here, or at least one of them up here, ASAP. And the Reds, that's not a good baseball team. Their expectations coming into the year were low. They're a below 500 baseball team. If they wanted to keep De La Cruz in AAA, I think even Reds fans would have understood that because of Super 2. And you don't want to start that clock towards arbitration. What are you playing for right now? Let the guy play for another month. The Pirates aren't in that position. Now, again, these guys aren't the best prospects in all of baseball. I understand the difference there. But the Pirates are actually in contention. The Pirates were in first place last night. The Pirates have been, from the start of the season on, right there in the division race. They're the team that could use help to push them over the edge. The Reds and the Pirates should be flip-flopped here. Like, the Reds should have kept him down if they're caring about Super 2. The Pirates, they should be calling their guys up because they need help.
You don't think the Reds think that they have a chance? I mean, they're in third place. 5 games back, I get that. But, I mean, that's only a series where you're right back in it.
And they won last night in dramatic fashion.
Yes.
And De La Cruz is going to help them. I think they're going to be a thorn in the side of just about everybody the rest of the year. I mean, they're a squirrely bunch, those Cincinnati Reds.
I get what you're saying.
But they're
about
not in contention. They stink. That's a bad base. We can point out all the flaws the Pirates have. The Reds have them tenfold. That baseball team is a year away from being a year away. The Pirates were supposed to be a year away. Well, they're here right now, and they've been battling for first place all season long. You could flip the Reds and the Pirates in the financial decision that was made by the Reds yesterday versus the one the Pirates are making, and it would make sense if it were the opposite.
Adam, I think it really comes down to, do the Pirates believe that Henry Davis or Andy Rodriguez can take them over the hump like Ellie De La Cruz can take the Reds over the hump, or to kind of close that gap of what they're trying to do and win games like they did last night? I don't think the Pirates think that those two guys or the prospect of Ellie De La Cruz, obviously. I don't know if they think that they can go in there and be a big component to taking them and creating a more elusive gap from everybody else.
I mean, that's what the Pirates would say.
Like, I don't think so.
I think it's about the money. They've shown me time and time again that this is their business model. I think that's what's going on right now. I think Henry Davis should have been up in AAA about a month ago. I mean, I argue that he should have been called up to the bigs, but the logical next step would have been to AAA. I would have had him up a month ago. I'd have him up right now if he played well in AAA. I think it's financially motivated. I do. And it bums me out. Now, I think we'll see those guys in short order. And we got people on the text line. We're kind of debating when this Super 2 deadline is. I think the Reds beat it. I mean, the Reds were ahead of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.